So, caller?
Yes, ma'am. This is General George.
Tell us where you're calling from.
I'm in Northern Territory.
You're calling
coming
from?
Coming down to you from the Santa Barbara area.
Oh,
you
good,
see,
man.
We sail about. So what up now?
What's they happening out
question.
There?
They can ask questions on everything. Okay. Me give them everything straight. No?
So you listen a lot on freakradio.org, right?
Oh, every day. Every day upon my little computer here.
Oh, good.
You see, me live outside in Anchorage in Santa Barbara, California, upon me like a boat, you know.
Yep.
You got an anchor, me throw it down in the sand. When the storm come, me have to pull it up a little bit. I want a storm too bad, me go inside the harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now, this night, upon land, and that, for me, strange experience now. Tough enough. But I used to be a DJ in Southern Humboldt.
Excellent.
You know, and actually, before that, I got my education in Northern Humboldt at Humboldt State University. And I was the big dog, bad daddy mixer. I played it up to 8 inputs at once. And the beauty of it was, I made it sound like it was one thing. Grace of that
you got
kind
any,
of control. It was control. Sorry.
We have Tony here.
Tony, what's up, brother?
Whoever you are, I didn't get your name.
Gentle George.
Gentle George. Mark. That's very gentle.
Yeah.
No, not so gentle, man. It's strictly dub white.
But see.
Gentle... Gentle, what come forward? Gentle is the rhythm. The rhythm that make your heart beat slower. It make your mind be knower. It make everything move. See? That's the rhythm, right? Just
right.
Yes, man.
I sense you are a gentleman at least.
No, man. Me's no gentleman. Me do a lot of evil in my life.
Oh, well. But you're still doing it.
No, me don't do evil no more.
Oh, great.
Me do a little bit of drink, but no evil.
Did you listen to the president speak tonight?
No, but I know him, I say.
Ah.
Him strictly owned by the money, man.
Well, we don't have much to talk
about
that.
Is that correct, or did him come forward? Did Mr. Obama come forward, or did him kiss ass more?
Right.
Oh, that was it. Kids ask more. Yeah, then why men need to listen to the same old stuff, man?
Exactly the way I felt. I didn't listen to a word of it.
No, me's too busy trying to keep this group of people called human together.
Right.
I may know some people down here.
Mm.
But they know me live on the water, and them admiring for it. But no, me don't pond the water no more.
Santa
Barbara's
a great
town. Because I afford to keep the boat going. And you don't want some unhealthy boat on the water because it's just a great deal of heartache for everybody around you. Because when your boat break loose and come, it smash them boat.
Uh-huh.
So nobody will be there for that.
Uh-huh.
So me get out of the water. Me take me boat away. We go pan land. There me is, pan land now. So what me do is graciously accept all the fate of them there still in the water, but me tell everybody what me been about the people still on their land.
Can you tell us
and
about Santa
man,
Barbara people? Gentle George, can you tell us about Santa Barbara people? How are they reacting to you?
To
the,
me?
The citizens of Santa Barbara. I know some of them down there. I just wondered...
Well, no, me hide very careful, man. Me don't go up on the street.
Oh, okay.
You can't do that. They were called Atchika, man. Them college boy. They come down the local drive on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah.
And if you arrest them, they kick your ass, man. We can't deal with that, no. Me too old. Me 65-year-old, man.
Oh. You don't get a chance to go to the art museum there, then, huh? They have a pretty good...
To the art museum? No, me go there because, you see, that's a different part of the consciousness of Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara is a small, big city. We have Mexican gang. We have surfer gang.
Uh-huh.
We don't have black gang because, you see, in Santa Barbara, we don't allow black people. Unless you're going to Santa Barbara State.
Do the gangs have...
Anyway, I mean...
Do the gangs have...
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really a white boy.
I just wondered what... You're a white boy, you say?
Yeah, I'm white. I was born in San Francisco. I'm just some good faker. God, what can I say?
Well, you certainly have an accent.
No, I have an ability. The accent is free.
All right.
No, hey, so what are you doing tonight?
I'm just learning a little bit about talking on the radio. I haven't done it for maybe 50 or 60 years.
But oh, really? Well, it's been at least, what, five for me. No, I was a broadcaster for a long time at Humboldt City. I used to play up to eight things at a time.
How do you do that?
No, you have to visualize it. Okay, it didn't work, you know. So actually, I came up with this two things at a time.
Right. I have a friend up in Humboldt who was about your age. His name is Donald Campbell, Donnie Campbell. And he's been there forever, helping the guys, the farmers over there, trim their crops.
Oh, we know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I used to do that to the point where when I go to sleep at night, all I saw was mega green serrated leaves. I mean, you know, but the beauty of it is, when you did it for about 8 hours, you build up this beautiful, immense amount of black stuff on your fingers. And you take it home, and nobody charged it. That was your reward. You went home and threw it in the pipe, and you put that dog you had to have knocked out.
Humboldt hashish.
Well, no, you know. No, it's global hashish. Because Humboldt's just one place.
Right.
They took the real strain, which comes from the Afghani, Hindu Kush, Pakistani, Kashmiri Indian region. That is where the indica comes from. Uh-huh. And all those places, regardless of their borderlines, are sacred. I am a Kushite, man. I believe, you know, in the first religion, before a man knew how to speak, he shared psychedelic experience.
Right.
And that's the only way that he learned how to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because it showed a similarity between being.
Mm-hmm.
It did. And there, they grasped signals, and they began to send signals to one another. It became a language. It's a beautiful thing. If people look back that far in human existence and realize that we're all just part of it, you know, regardless how many differences we have between us today, if we broke it down into communication, we could go further.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to be stuck here. Don't believe these guys.
It sounds like you're running your own DJ operation again. You're sounding like you're talking on a radio to a San Francisco audience.
No, I'm just, I'm all that, but, you know, I'm not. No, I'm just living here in my little, what is it? Hold on. Housing Authority subsidized cubicle, bro. But, you know, I bought a new computer, and I have some good, processors.
I'm not clear. Are you a homeless
storage
person?
Yeah. I like to broadcast again, and I know all the TV, you know, Vital TV. Hey, if you don't know, tune in. You don't have to download movies. No, no. Right. You just tune into the stream, dog. Anyway, but, so, no, I am actually about fucking John Anus Seed. I mean,
a commercial funny Hawaiian song. I wanted to get this one in here.
Hey, I'm right with you, girl. I love you.
Woo! 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 sounds like sirens, why Manalo bound? Blue and white coming, no can fool around. Policeman with a gun, Hemo does slip off, fast kind run. Not a policeman, he's coming our way. Not a big fat policeman, he's coming our way. When you see that blue light, then you better just dig. Policeman so fat, he look like Porky P.
Right.
The big humongous cop, always at the donut shop. Policeman with the fat Ocole. Policeman with the fat Ocole.
That's right.
Policeman too slow, cause the bugger too fat.
Big Macs and Jumbo Jacks
look like he almost gets one heart attack. Policeman with a gun, he way too fat, he no can run. Policeman, he need to join Jenny Craig. Mr. Policeman need to join Auntie Jenny Craig. Oh, cause you ever reckon notice when you need one cop, they never around. I know where they stay, they training. Yeah, training at the table. Or taking a nap after they bump, feed their face. The obese police, feeding them out to get the gout. Uh-oh. If you know like go jail, you gotta run real fast.
You gotta run real fast.
No can catch me, cause the policeman went too fat. Policeman with a gun, he way too fat, he no can run. Policeman get one fat, Ocole. Policeman get one fat, Ocole.
Policeman Jenny Craig, coming your way.
Sent in by a local programmer. That was funny.
Very cool.
Yeah, it sounded like you singing, George.
Yeah, well, you know, could be me, but it's not it. It's me brethren out there. I lived on the water long enough to know that, you know, I used to think I was like something special because I was a little different and thought outside the lines. Hmm. And I went on to the water. And then I found out I was just like a bunch of people who wanted to get away and had enough moxie to squirm their way. Nobody ever had any money. If you want a boat, sailors who have been aboard them, you know, trying to damn, 7 years down the line, they go, here, you want this thing? Here. I mean, they get the boat. If you want a boat, you can find one. And then when you actually get into it, everybody around you who's boating, of course, you have to anchor somewhere, and you're anchoring around other boaters. Well, they all help you to what, you know, you need to know. Well, you got to get your rig tight. Oh, well, you got to have the proper anchor. No, and they all offer this knowledge freely. It's not a thing. So, I mean, I'm thinking a great majority of the population, When the shit comes down, everybody just like, hey, if you can't buy one, go goddamn down to the local fucking thing and steal one. And get out there in the ocean when the shit takes place on the land.
Right.
No, I mean, seriously. Fuck, we got to reclaim this planet, and it ain't going to be easy, and not all of us will survive. But those fucking power freaks up there with all the money and the cash, shoving up the ass all this time and no kick downs and, you know.
And they never,
I mean,
never
we can't
enough.
Even smoke pot legally in this fucking state. What the hell, man? I mean, there was pot smoked in the White House when Jimmy Carter was there. What the hell made the reverse? Was it that Reagan thing?
Yeah.
And then that, what was that nigga called? Oh, Bush, yeah. Oh, no, Father Bush, yeah. Okay, And it's Sunbush.
Mini Bush.
I got some mini bush. You know, I like to burn bush, dog. That's what I do with bush. Now, anyway.
Yeah, that Hamilton Jordan was quite a cat, Jimmy Carter's right-hand man. I remember that before Jimmy Carter took office, Hamilton Jordan said, if Mr. Ball becomes our Secretary of State, we will have lost the election. And this was before the inauguration. That just shows you that way back when, things were pretty much fixed as to who would be part of administrations. It had nothing to do with, the president had nothing to say about it. The people around him, the power elite, are the ones who named all the players. And they do that to this day, of course. And even
the shit on the Hill goes on regardless. Yeah. I hate to be so damned vile in my speech and my direction and belief in how
I had occasion earlier today to say shit runs downhill to a plumber, and he knew what I was talking about.
Well, my father was a plumber. Do you know my father couldn't sign his name?
Really?
No, he could sign his name. No, that's the only thing he could do. Yeah, no, he didn't know how to read or write or anything. He was a Madeiran immigrant, which is an island off of Portugal, a Portuguese island. He was a Madeiran immigrant to the island of Hawaii, the big island.
Wow.
And his father bought him there. His father married a Hawaiian woman and promptly died.
Mm.
And then my father was raised by the husband she married, who was a Hawaiian man. So my father, from the age of 7, was raised by 2 Hawaiian lovely people. The whole thing where, you know, it's all just lives passed on.
Right.
It doesn't matter what your heritage is, who you are. Do you feel a little bit of feeling for the dying earth? If you do, wake up. Come on back. We're all here, and we'll support you, too.
Hmm.
Well, you know, come on.
Sounds like wisdom to me.
So anyway, we were just going to be talking about things having to do with what we could do if we had free land. This is technically
free land. One thing is you can till it. You can actually grow things. And instead of these GM products, you got to get back to the organic self-propagating.
When you said till it, I thought you said don't need Monsanto. Yep.
Okay. I think our caller might have
be running down.
Ran its battery. Anyway, that was great to get someone calling from Santa Barbara.
Mm.
Oh, musical break here.
Duck and cover. Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Good thing.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
And cover. Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Here's Tony going to his Cub Scout meeting. Tony knows the bomb can explode any time of the year, day or night. There's a bright flash. Brighter than anything you've ever seen.
Whoops. Hello. Well, let me see if I can get that back. But anyway, Tony, what's been going on?
Cub Scout meeting. Ready for this day.
Say that again.
I love the reference to Tony going to his Cub Scout meeting. It's brought me right into the picture.
Oh, what's been going on in the neighborhood?
Spending all day ignoring the fact that our president is supposedly speaking today. He spoke already, I understand, but I didn't want to listen to any of it because I made up my mind before he got inaugurated that I would stop listening to him as soon as he started lying in his speeches, and I never got more than 2 or 3 minutes into his speeches. Based on what I know now, he doesn't tell the truth very often, and I suspect he didn't tell very much truth today. And so I was throwing out the challenge earlier to have anyone call in that wanted to say what they might have heard today that they considered truth emanating from our president's oratory.
Right.
Yes.
You want me to sing that verse about last presidential election.
We need a recession to make us question a manifest destiny.
Yeah, right after
lesson.
This.
To make us value our possessions, bring us recession. We need a reset. My, why? Or just rely on a lie until we die. Then tell me how, is it real? If we don't know the sweat that went into our meal. We all got to eat, now that's the deal. But if we didn't earn it, we might as well steal. Now tell me, how do you feel? Only able to work as a clerk in this wheel. Never the one to take the club to the baby seal. Still selling the pelt for fashion appeal. We need a recession to make us question a manifest destined a lesson.
To make us value our possessions, bring us recession. We need a recess to reassess our direction.
They're taking what you're making with the overdraft fees. Gut wrenching feeling like you hold a trapeze. But I can't go for that. Broke your back till you know you're at ease. Do it all over again with a dividend. A different parents to put for pens on if you're broke or you're bent. Whatever you spend, defending every red cent. If heaven hasn't ended where the leaven begins in advance, continue to send you the bend. Use the bend. It gets in your sinews and then you come apart from within. You get what you got when you get part of your sin. You be a part of the wind. The first fruits of what you earned is like a part of the wind. The bought and your friends. The problem is all the scholars invent. Roads to riches, if this is shifting a business decision, well then, business is dripping to finish ahead. Interest in your spinach is dead, and maybe it's all in your head, it's all in your head, and it's all in your head.
Bank man, overdraft fees, take grants, break bands, overwrap fees, shake hands, make bands, so get nasty. A happy, you over happy, hope to catch me. Bank man, overdraft fees, take grants, break bands, overwrap.
Your loans and you're going through the motions. They say you're in the sea of debt, but it's more like the ocean. Cash lasts for the moment, no gas cap in the coasting. You flash back to fat tracks and rap when you was zoning. Nice cars owning, five stars roaming. Throwing black out, that's hot roots, new clones. It's a close but distant memory since money is depressing me. Recession grows aggressive, low investing, weapons heaven. For those of you who's in the know, it's more than you pretend to see. But y'all figure that out when they hand you down your sentencing. How I know it, not important, not quite worth the mentioning. So please assist, continue the repetitive questioning.
Bank man, overdraft fees. Take grants, break bands, overwrap fees. Shake hands, make fans, show you nasty. The happy, you over happy, hope to catch me. Bank man, overdraft fees. Take grants, break bands, overwrap fees. Shake hands, make fans, show you nasty. The happy, you over happy, hope to catch me.
Some be on me, some be zombies, some be calming, something call me. We on to you like babies do they mommies. You made off with our money, funny scamming schemes and Ponzi's by sending us an icon with an image like the Ponzi. We finished in this narcissistic fit to be the fittest. Is the biggest kick to get us lifted up with sticks and gimmicks. You so dumb that you went numb and y'all won't get it like it's hidden in the center of a circle right before your very eyes. Advice is phony, only hoping that you know it was a sacrificial price. Going once, going twice, soul for your soul, war control, cold as ice, roll your dice, know your rights, over mics, everything overpriced, say goodnight, lower the lights.
Bank man, overdraft fees,
take rents, break bands, overwrap fees, shake hands, make fans, show you nasty, the happy, you over happy, hope to catch you. They're taking what you're making with the overdraft fees. Gut wrenching feeling like you hold a trapeze. But I can't go for that. Broke your back till you know you're at ease. Do it all over again with a dividend. A different parents to put for pens on if you're broke or you're bent. Whatever you spend, defending every red cent. If heaven hasn't ended where the leaven begins in advance, continue to send you the bend. Use the bend. It gets in your sinews and then you come apart from within. You get what you got when you get part of your sin. You be a part of the wind. The first fruits of what you earned is like a part of the wind. The bought and your friends. The problem is all the scholars invent. Roads to riches, if this is shifting a business decision, well then, business is dripping to finish ahead. Interest in your spinach is dead, and maybe it's all in your head, it's all in your head, and it's all in your head.
Bank man, overdraft fees, take grants, break bands, overwrap fees, shake hands, make bands, so get nasty. The
happy. You over happy. Hope to catch me. Bank man, bank man, overdraft me. Bank man, break bands, over rap me. Shake hands, make man, so get nasty. The happy, you over happy. Hope to catch me. You're floating, you're loans, and you're going through the motions. They say you're in the sea of death, but it's more like the ocean. Cash lasts for the moment, no gas cap, you're coasting. You flashback the fat tracks you rap when you was zoning. Nice cars owning, five stars roaming. Throwing black out, that's hot roots, new clones. There's a close but distant memory since money is depressing me. Recession grows aggressive, low invested weapons evident. For those of you who's in the know, it's more than you pretend to see. But y'all figure that out when they hand you down your sentencing. How I know it, not important, not quite worth the mentioning. So please insist, continue the repetitive and questioning. Bank man, overdraft fees. Take grants, break bands, over rap fees. Shake hands, make fans, show you nasty. The happy, you over happy, hope to catch me. Bank man, overdraft fees. Take grants, break bands, over rap fees. Shake hands, make fans, show you nasty. The happy, you over happy, hope to catch me. Some be on me, some be zombies, some be coming, something call me. We on to you like babies do they mommies. You made off with our money, funny scamming schemes and Ponzi's by sending us an icon with an image like the Ponz. We finishing this narcissistic fit to be the fittest. It's the biggest kick to get us lifted up with sticks and gimmicks. You so dumb that you went numb and y'all won't get it like it's hidden in the center of a circle right before your very eyes. Advice is phony, only hoping that you know it. What's the sacrificial price? Going once, going twice, soul for your soul, world control, cold as ice, roll your dice, know your rights, over mic, everything overpriced, say goodnight, lower the lies. Bank man, overdraft fees, take rents, break bands, over rap fees, shake hands, make fans, so you're nasty, the happy, you over happy, hope to catch you.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Get up, stand up,
stand up for your right.
Get up.
Maybe you can guess what my sentiments are if I sing you a couple of my parody lyrics that I invented during the last presidential election, primary and regular election. Hope is the opiate of the audacious class. For single-payer health care, you can kiss Obama's. Ask me no questions. Tell me no lies. You're going to get hit with a bucket of health of a public option right between the eyes. Obama, Obama.
Hold on a minute.
What?
Hold on.
Okay. You're on the phone. Obama.
That was great.
Yeah. Obama, Obama, Obama. You take me money and give it to the bankster. You cannot trust a Democrat. He flip-flop on you just like that.
Stop, boy,
Obama, right. He take me money and give it to the bankster. I always vote for Ralph Nader. That way I can live with myself. I'm a John Kerry and Al Gore hater. Think of all the votes they stole from Ralph. That's the
Damon. The Damon Colliusness. There is a great cross with a sort of a devil's stave in it. You need to just
great,
understand.
Mm-hmm. We lost you, George. Is this George again? Gentle George from Santa Barbara?
George had to pipe down.
Oh, you guys got some good rappers on. Oh, no. That guy's cool.
Yeah, there was
yeah, well, leave that on. Leave that on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to equal this out between what I hear from you and what I put on the air now.
Uh-huh.
No, you know, I'm a DJ from long ago. I know how to function.
Are you understanding this, Carl?
What other shows you listen to?
You people are righteous.
Okay, we're gonna go on to the next thing. Just hold on and I'm glad you're listening here.
No problem, Doc. I'm right here.
He's got Doc can cover.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Here's Tony going to his Cub Scout meeting. Tony knows the bomb can explode any time of the year, day or night. There is a bright flash. Brighter than the sun, brighter than anything you've ever seen. If you are not ready and did not know what to do, it could hurt you in different ways. Notice how he keeps from moving. It could knock you down hard or throw you against a tree or a wall. It is such a big explosion, it can smash in buildings and knock signboards over and break windows all over town. But if you duck and cover like Bert, you will be much safer. Duck and cover! This family knows what to do, just as your own family should. They know that even a thin cloth helps protect them. Now, you and I don't have shells to crawl into like Bert the turtle, so we have to cover up in our own way. Even a newspaper can save you. Duck and cover.
Trust me, there's absolutely nothing to worry about.
You're right.
Atom bombs may someday be dropped on our cities. And let us prepare for survival by understanding the weapon that threatens us. If an emergency should come, our factories will be battle stations. Production must go on if we are to win.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
People know that politicians lie, or they color things, or they protect themselves, or they distort the facts. We know that. You know, the idea that nuclear weapons were good was portrayed by Hiroshima. We saved a million lives. What we now know is different from what the American public was told. And different from what most people still believe.
Some of the falsehoods circulated about radiation effects are trivial, but upsetting. They're beamed right at one's self-esteem.
And will eventually result in a race of bald-headed people. Just imagine it. Imagine yourself with no hair.
A fear that is grossly built up in popular print is that radiation will cause impotence, which is the mechanical inability of a man to fulfill his sexual role. That fear won't stand examination. The manifestations of radiation in the body are many and range from slight to severe. Loss of hair. Nausea. Bleeding.
Somebody help! I'm bleeding!
Inability of the body to resist other ailments and make its own repairs. These are some of them. And they may be climaxed by the ultimate symptom, death itself.
Yes? Is it about the head?
The Grim Reaper.
Who?
The Grim Reaper.
Yes, I see.
I am death.
It's a Mr. Death or something. He's come about the reaping.
However, complete recovery is more probable. Much of the mystery surrounding it is maintained by the general public, which is determined to regard radioactivity as potent and irresistible as the evil spirits of the Indians.
The majority of people exposed to radiation recovered completely, including a large percentage of those who suffered serious radiation sickness. Today, they lead normal lives. They bear children. Their children are normal.
But I don't think you can square that with the record now that what we now have is different from what people were told.
On August 6, 1945, President Harry Truman fulfilled his promise and dropped the first atomic weapon on Hiroshima. In minutes, half of the city vanished. 60,000 to 70,000 people were killed or missing. 140,000 were injured, and many more remained homeless as a result of the bomb.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud.
Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
It was back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Once the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Police department, Danny Bear, police department! Woo!
What do you want to say about that last song, Tony?
The big money song that Pete Seeger sang there was banned from the Smothers Brothers show. And so Pete Seeger was not allowed to sing it, and it took a couple months for them to change their mind, and he finally did sing it. But it's interesting that just because the song was critical of the U.S. Military forces, they didn't want to have it on any kind of a show, even if it had a lot of editorial content, as the Smothers Brothers did have at the time. And they're famous for it, and even now they're replaying some of their old shows because they're apropos even today as critiques of our military and government. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about is that since I was working at Vandenberg Air Force Base, where peace was our profession, at the time that Eisenhower was ending his term, and we were so proud of him because he talked about the military-industrial complex. Well, his brother, Milton Eisenhower, wrote that for him, and he wrote in military-industrial and political complex, and Eisenhower struck political from it. And if you listen to the rest, I thought he was a great man for having said that, but when you listen to the rest of that speech, it's really, he takes away from pretty much every sentiment that he seemed to give us about the military-industrial complex. In other words, he seemed to be talking out of both sides of his mouth. But still, it was a good thing to have him say, because they're replaying that particular phrase, military-industrial complex, a lot very recently, because it's the anniversary of his making that speech. So, it's all yours, Coral.
When's the When's the anniversary?
Well, it happened around the time of the yearly report, like the one Obama made today. Roughly within a few days of this date, Eisenhower's made that speech on that date many years ago, 1960, I guess it was, during the first John Kennedy campaign. I do know something else about Eisenhower. He got all the editors of the country together and told them to stop calling our nuclear weapons A-bombs and H-bombs, because he said if people realize how much more powerful the H-bombs are than the atom bombs, they'll wonder why we want to make it. I mean, A-bombs were good enough to destroy entire cities. H-bombs are like 1,000 times more powerful, so if they understand what's happening, they're going to say, we don't need the H-bombs. So stop calling them A-bombs and H-bombs. Start calling them nuclear weapons. And so now the comment that was made during the preparation for war story there that we heard a few minutes ago was that we don't really know what's going on, and we sure don't, because we don't realize that we have H-bombs now and not A-bombs, and we've never seen the devastation that H-bomb can wreak on a city, and that's what we're in for. Much, much worse than anyone ever can prepare us for. That's it.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution that sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution that sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, they're talking about a revolution. It sounds like a whisper. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution, oh, oh, oh no.
talking about a revolution. Oh, oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know you're talking about a revolution? It sounds tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Oh, oh no, talking about a revolution. Oh, oh no, talking about a revolution. Oh, oh no.
By 51%, Whitman's 46%, Boxer's 50% with Fiona, 46%. So I hope everyone out went out that needed to go out or sent it in and cast your opinion. Maybe disappointed if you didn't. Maybe disappointed anyway. I've got two artists in play tonight. What I started out was Let's Get Lost by the Rotten Apples. They're a band from Seattle, Washington. And I'll be playing some from Mike True's new album. It's not quite finished, and I'm going to just play a few cuts from that. Hope you're all enjoying everything. You can let us know what you think. Free the Land. He'll be having a unique election coverage that will be with Free Your Freedom, your host. And be sure to call in or express yourself by calling our voicemail at 427-4523. We're at freakradio.org streaming. You can PayPal donations to freakradio.org, and you can mail a check to 7811 Santa Cruz 95061. You can also come this Sunday, November 7th, and have a $5 organic meal, which I sampled. It was delicious, at 310 Main Street, the Secret Cafe. All proceeds will be donated to your favorite DJ or your favorite show here at Freak Radio. That'll be this Sunday from about 5 till 9. We'll make that 6 till 9 p.m. at 310 Main Street, down by Santa Cruz Boardwalk, up the hill, wide streets there. Make sure you come and enjoy yourself. All vegan food.
Burning fruits rotting under your feet, and you stand.
walks to the roof, catches every eye. She's the life of the party on a Saturday night. With a sunshine smile, she'll be coming on strong. But if you turn your back, the girl's long gone. April, May, who's on your mind today? April, May, should I or should I stay? April, May, she says she wants to play. If she thinks that I'm in love, will she run away? April, May. April met a young man, loved him from the start. Went a little crazy when he broke her heart. Like a moth to the flame, she was drawn into the fire. Never eased the pain or a burning desire. April, May, who's on your mind today? April, May, should I go or should I stay? April, May, she said she wants to play. If she thinks that I'm in love, will she run away? April, May. Someday she prays true love will find its way. Some nights she cries out loud, it ain't never gonna change. When April's feeling safe, she likes to hold on tight. No talk of promises tonight. And if you wanna play, better know her game. 'Cause if it looks like love, if it feels like love, if it hurts like love, sweet April runs away. April, May, who's on your mind today? April, May, should I go or should I stay? April, May, she says she wants to play. If she thinks that I'm in love, will she run away? April, May.
Policeman too slow,
cause the burger too fat. Big Macs and Jumbo Jacks look like he almost gets one heart attack. Policeman with a gun, he way too fat, he no can run. Policeman, it need to join Jenny Craig. Mr. Policeman need to join Auntie Jenny Craig. Cars. You ever reckon notice when you need one cop, they never around. I know where they stay, they training. Yeah, training at the table. Or taking a nap after they bump, feed their face. The obese police, feeding them out to get the gout. Uh-oh. If you know like go jail, you gotta run real fast.
You gotta run real fast.
No can catch me, cause the policeman went too fat. Policeman with a gun, he way too fat, he no can run. Policeman get one fat, oh cole. Policeman get one fat, oh cole.
Policeman Jenny Craig, coming your way.
Geoengineering is the artificial modification of our Earth's climate systems to mitigate global warming.
Surface waters in Northern California and many regions of our nation are testing alarmingly high in aluminum, barium, and many other dangerous contaminants.
Are we being exposed to danger?
Yes, you are being exposed to hundreds and even thousands of times higher than safe levels.
Is it the clouds from the airplanes?
Yes, our generation never had clouds that came from airplanes. Yours does. But those are not clouds. Jet trails now remain in the sky for up to an entire day, spreading out and raining reflective particles like aluminum that disrupt our planet's weather patterns.
We may also be suffering undue drought and vegetation losses, Alzheimer's, and other neurological and respiratory distress.
What can we do? Please, please.
Please, investigate for yourself. AmericanSkyWatch.com.
Hi, this is Mauro and the Tangerine Dream Team, 101.1 FM, Santa Cruz, free and wild radio preserve, because baby guitars need a place to play.
Hello, and welcome to your National Priorities Minute, bringing you facts about how your government spends your tax money. The combined cost of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq will reach $1 trillion in 2010. Most people find it hard to comprehend a huge number like that, but it's your tax dollars and your national debt that are funding that trillion. So let's take a moment to try to understand what $1 trillion is. A trillion is a million millions, so if you earned $1 million a year, it would take you 1 million years to earn $1 trillion. Still find it hard to grasp what a colossal price tag that is? Then think of this. $1 trillion could provide a healthy diet for the next 8 years for all the 6.7 million American families that our government says are going hungry. And, after that, there would still be enough money left to send 5 million young Americans to college with room and board for 4 years. So, what have we got for that $1 trillion in Iraq and Afghanistan? Good question, isn't it? But a better question is, what could we all have now if we'd invested that $1 trillion in our communities for things like education, healthcare, public safety, and transportation? And that's a question you can get answered. Do it by going to www.nationalpriorities.org. Isn't it time to get our priorities straight? www.nationalpriorities.org.
Like whales.
whales and dolphins? Sure you do. Did you know that whales and dolphins are disappearing from the face of the earth thanks to overfishing, drift nets, Navy sonar experiments, and pollution? The few that remain are threatened with capture so that they can be displayed for human amusement while living in lonely and inhumane conditions. What can you do about it? Recycle plastic and aluminum. Don't buy styrofoam. Don't patronize marine parks and zoos. Sign petitions concerning cetacean issues. Support cetacean and environmental organizations. Buy dolphin-safe tuna if you must buy tuna. But better yet, don't buy tuna at all. Stop eating fish. Stop eating meat altogether. You'll be healthier, happier, and the world will be a better place. Tuna fish, meat, marine land, don't buy it.
Too kind of baroque, too progressive, and it needed to kind of return to its roots.
Duck and cover.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck.